What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1061. In this episode, I'll discuss a case report of seizures precipitated by Esmolol in sterile water formulation. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1061. And now, on to the episode. Case report recently published in American Journal of Health System Pharmacy highlights the potential for a drug diluent to have significant adverse clinical consequences. The case is that of a 34-year-old male who was admitted for type A aortic dissection and treated with an Esmolol infusion and operative repair. 2 days after starting treatment with Esmolol infusion, the patient developed seizures, and clinicians treated the patient with antiepileptics. However, it was found that the patient's serum sodium concentration dropped by 14 MEQs per liter since the initial labs on admission. Over the 2 days of treatment, the patient had actually received 6 liters of Esmolol in sterile water. At the time this was discovered, the team switched antihypertensives and started an infusion of normal saline. The patient's serum sodium recovered, antiepileptics were discontinued, and no further seizure activity was noted. The authors emphasized the importance of being aware of the formulation and excipients of medications and their potential for adverse effects. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.